ברוכס. Brings down Tonu Rabbanu. Vosafto de Gonecho. You collect the field, the food from the field. Efishenemar lo yomush sefer ha-toyro hazeh mipicho. Not allowed to stop. You have to learn day and night. Yochol dvorim kiksovam. Lo yomush sefer ha-toyro hazeh mipicho. Learn day and night. Talmud lo yomar vosafto de Gonecho. Hanek boim minak derech eretz. Divi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shim Bar Yechai. Everyone is big chassidim of him, yeah? Omar, Efshar Odom Choyresh B'Sa'as Charisho, V'Koytzer B'Sa'as Ktziro, V'Dash B'Sa'as Disho, Toiro Mai Tehe Aleh. What do we with the Teire? Teire Mai Tehe Aleh. אלו בזמן שהישראל רוצה לשלמוק ומלאכת אמנס לסעדי אחרי. בזמן שאין ישראל הישראל רוצה לשלמוק ומלאכת אמנס לסעדי עצמו. שנאמר ואוספת דגונך. אומר רבי, הר באוסו כרבי שמואל ואולסו ביודום, כרב שמעון בר יוחאי ולא יולסו ביודום. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, you learn day and night, Hashem takes care of that lesson. Shmuel says, normal person, you have to go out to work. you have to live normal. Har be'osu k'Rabbi Shmuel ve'olso be'yodom, k'Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ve'lo yolso be'yodom. Shabur paskens la'aloche. For the rabbin, the aloche is like Rabbi Shmuel. For the yechidim, אז רבי שמעון בר יוחאי. זאת אומרת, אז יהיה שאלה. פדרבים הלוכה כרבי שמואל. פדיחידים הלוכה לרבי שמעון בר יוחאי. How you know if you from the יחידים or you from the רבים? Who tells you? How you know? The רבים הלוכה כרבי שמואל. וזה הלוכה פדיחידים. Halacha k'Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. How a person knows if he's from the Rabbim or from the Yechidim? B'shtevuri paskens. Shmuel says you have to work like a mensch. You learn, you have to have a parnasa. Shimon Bar Yochai says day and night to learn, Hashem will take care of everything. So the b'shtevuri. For the Rabbim, the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel. B'sha'as charisho, you have to be choyresh. B'sha'as zri, you have to be koitza. Go to work, yeah. The Yechidim? Halacha k'Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. How you know if you're from the Rabbim or from the Yechid? For years I had this question. Everyone wants to be from the Yechidim, but the chances are that I'm not from the Yechidim, I'm from the Rabbim. Yochid v'rayim halacha k'Rabbim. How you know? And it's a halacha in Shechad Aruch, Mishnah Baskets. If you're from the Rabbim, you have to go to work. Even if you're from the Yechidim, Moses says, 1,000 nichnosim lecheider, ve'echod yeitzel lehiroi. Beautiful statistic, yeah? Echod yeichnas lecheider, 1,000 nichnosim lecheider, ve'echod yeitzel lehiroi. It's 2,002. So a lot of guys, I know, they come to yeshiva, they say, so the mirror has 8,000, maybe 9,000 almost, yeah? So nine guys are going to be. Chances look this guy, this guy, this guy. You know, I'm not in the top nine guys, yeah? Even if Lomazov will divide the field, but the Midrashim will get percentages, yeah? Even so, I'm not in the nine top guys, yeah? So the guy thinks there's no chance. Third question I want to ask you. Gemara says, well, we spoke about it a couple times. Rabbi Akiva went to learn. He married the daughter of Kalba Savua. He got very upset at his daughter. He married a shepherd. I'm Mr. Kalba Savua, the wealthiest person in the world, biggest Baal Tzedakah. My daughter is marrying a shepherd. I wanted her to marry Rosh Hashiva. He threw out the house and he made a nether. He's not giving her a penny. Then when Rabbi Akiva became the god Lador, you know, he came back with 24,000 talmidim. Kalba Savua feels so stupid. You know, he can't give money to the god Lador. He goes to be Matir Nether. Alakiba tells him, if you knew your son-in-law would be a Talmid Chacham, you would give him, you would make a neder. He says, I would give him anything. So he says, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Like Taisa Sakasha. Ein matirim benoilad. Ein poislim benoilad. Something that is unexpected, you can't be matir a neder. So Taisa v'yeshloimar, chazoke hoylech lilmoid nasegodim. Chazok ha'olech lilmoid, you could be matter the nether. It's not a noila. Chazok ha'olech lilmoid na'ase god. It's a tesis. It's not a god. Not a drush. It's a tesis. It's a tesis. Chazok ha'olech lilmoid na'ase god. I have a kasha. I don't know what you learn, your yeshiva, yeah? I learn a lot of yeshivas. I learn a lot of yeshivas. I learn in yeshivas that were 1,000 bachrim. I learn in yeshivas that were 500 bachrim. Chazok ha'olech lilmoid na'ase god. No? So I see now the gedolim of the next generation. We'll meet in 50 years. Hopefully, Taka, I think these guys, Taka, will be. But, you know, I meet all my friends that were Hoylech Lilmur with me together. The Chazaka didn't happen, yeah? So you tell me, okay, I'll be Drush, it's good. I mean, Rabbi Kido was Matir to Kabbal Savu of the Nether. Chazaka Hoylech Lilmur in Nasagotu. Chazaka. No, where's the Chazaka? Where's the Chazaka? Stama Tesvus? So we have three questions. First kasha, Rabbi Shmuel says, you have to live like a mensch. You have a parnasa. Normal, you know, you work, you are married 5 years, koilel, then what? Work by night, your wife, something has to be a ma'alach, yeah? Can't have the guy himself to saw sitting and learning, what's with that? Rabbi Akiva says, sit and learn, Hashem will take care of you. Zog de alochem, most people did like Rabbi Shmuel, it worked out. Rabbi Akiva, they failed. They had to go collecting after it, yeah? But if you're yechidim, it's aloha like Rabbi Akiva. For the tzibur, it's aloha like Rabbi Shmuel. How I know if I'm the yochid or not, yeah? And so, I will add to the question, some people see a lot of yechidim that try to be the yechidim, and we meet them at 30 years old, and things are not so dandy, yeah? But what's the problem with that? What's the problem with that? One kash. Second kash, we said, Elef nichnasim lecheile ve'echad yoytze lo yiroi. Very hard statistic. Out of the mirror, 9 the most. Yeah? And we see every year, Baruch Hashem, from the mirror, a couple thousands come out. Shivas, Dayanim, everything. All the Rabbein came out of the mirror himself. Yeah? What's the pshat? What's the pshat? And the second kasha, third kasha, is saying, Taisa says, Chazok ha'olech lilmoid na'ase gadol. All of you live in different yeshivas and you have kashas on that chazok. That's one answer. Elef nichnosim lecheder ve'echod yoytze lo yiroe. Echod doesn't mean one. Everyone goes, because the guy finishes the sifte, where he will go? What, they go to work? Everyone's going down to Israel. Goes down to Israel. Gets married, what? Go to work. Everyone goes to Koyla, he goes to Koyla. A couple of years, the Oilam start to go, he also goes down, yeah? He's not Hoylech Lilmoy. He does what everyone does. The Oilam go to Miron, he goes to Miron. He lives in a yeshiva that people don't go, he doesn't go. His friends don't go, he goes away for Shabbos. He's with a good friends, he doesn't go away for Shabbos. Bad friends, he goes away for Shabbos. And every time, totally to feed the crowd. As a guy that says, I came to learn because I'm learning. Because I want to become a Talmid Chacham. When a person says, I want to become a Talmid Chacham, Echod, I myself, I'm learning Teiras Hashem. Elef nichnosim lecheider. The Echod, Amor could be 1,000 Echod. Zog b'shulchan Aruch, Teyechidim, Aloche k'Rav Akiva. To the Rabbi, Malochik Rabbi Shmuel. If you're from the Echod, Malochik Rabbi Akiva. That echot chazoke hoylech lilmoid nase godlu. Zog Rav Akiva, the way I went to learn was no chance that will not happen in the end. I was Am Oretz, I couldn't read Aleph Beis. My decision to learn, it's not optional. Chazoke, I'll become a Talmid Chacham. Doesn't make a difference who you are and what you are. If you take the right decision, you don't care what the Olam think. You take the right decision. You are Echot. When a person is an Echot, he doesn't care what different people think. And he's Hoylech Lilmai, Nase God. Erlef Nichnosim Lecheider Ve'Echot. This is what I mentioned yesterday in Shir, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Ro'isi Bnei Aliyo Ve'emuotim Im Elef Ani Ve'Bnei Imoim Im Meo Ani Ve'Bnei Imoim Im Shnaim Ani Ve'Bnei Imoim. I'm a Echot. Will be a Ro'isi Bnei Aliyo. Forget about the world. We're speaking Yeshiva world. In Yeshiva world there's thousands. Not the whole world. I'm there. I said, like I said, the first day is mine. I'm there. Elif. Friday is Meo. I'm there. Like Bohemia is two. I'm there. I'm there. I'm a Echot. I'm learning either way. I'm learning the beginning of Seder. Because, you know, some people are not like that. They only learn when it's empty. You know these kind of people? When Ben Azmani, they wake up. It's also an epis. Yeah? No, when it's 11 Aliyah, I'm also there. I also come in time. Not only, you know, 11 o'clock, he starts to, then the shuckling starts by him, yeah? He's there the whole time. This is Be'etzem Da'avoy. I want to speak out a point. Some know, and some do not know. But I want to explain a little bit Hashkofa Satay. Normally, it's not what Rabbeim have to speak in Yeshiva directly. Normally, when we speak Hashkofa, we speak it indirectly. We speak about different things, different examples, and we want the Olam to pick up the Hashkofa. Because normally, when you speak direct, it doesn't go in. I'll tell you, it's Taryag Mitzvah. I tell you now, learn day and night, yeah? That's all the shmuzes to tell you to learn day and night. Have you told 100 times? You start with Kashim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Eichon Nichnasim, oops, it makes sense. It rings the bell. This is Be'etzem, normally Ashkofa doesn't come. The Goen says, the Goen Mivilne, Mishle is one of the Sfarim that is full with Chochma. Grapes and a house and a friend and all the mices. And everything explains something. Like the Goyim, speak straight. Instead of Mishle being like this, and like this, say, if you have a friend, don't go there every day, you'll be good and bad and friend. And finish. Don't trust them, do trust them, two, three. All the Goyim, I'm not going out with Mishle, yeah? So the Goyim, Chochmah comes over when it's like that. This is the way Chochmah is Badek. Chochmah, you don't speak straight, you speak indirect. Because of that, a lot of shmuzim that are given are a lot of time are explained with extreme mesholim just to give over the point. Sometimes people get the point in the wrong way. And even that I don't think, not that I don't think, I'm sure that everyone here, every time that they hear my shmuzim, get it in the right way. If I would have even a tzad that people get it in the wrong way, I would never use such mesholim. Sometimes things get recorded and get over to different places, and people that are not used to the yeshiva language sometimes read things in between the lines differently, and they get the bad impression, and they could get the wrong understanding from what is said. So, to correct and to have people not to have a mistake, I decided maybe once to speak direct, to explain our Ashkofa a little bit, and like this maybe to put it in the right perspective that people understand. I want to explain. I'll give one mashal for explaining. It's a chiv of akora satoiv. Chazal says if a person doesn't have akora satoiv, הכויפה בתויבוסי של חברוי, כויפה בתויבוסי של מוקרי. Someone doesn't have a קורס הטויב to his friend, doesn't have a קורס הטויב to the ריבוינו של אילו. To who you מחויב הקורס הטויב? Chazal say, Moshe is מחויב הקורס הטויב to the water that saved him when the Mitzrim threw him in. The water saved him, the water knew what he's doing. It's a chiyuv hakoros hatov. Klal Yisrael chiyuv hakoros hatov to Mitzrayim because we lived in Mitzrayim. Hakoros hatov doesn't have a limit. Boys a lot of time don't have hakoros hatov to their parents. It takes bederech klal when you become 40 and your kids stop to mak your Torah to you. I get all these phone calls from these guys. Oh, how I say sorry to my father. You don't understand it. And will not help to explain it to you. What parents do for a kid. I'm not even trying to explain it to you because there's no way to explain it. Only when my kids became older, I started to be... I was mechavet my parents every day. I did everything in my life for my parents. When my kids became older, I called my parents and I said, sorry. My parents said, what? You know, you're the best son that we have. All my brothers are good. But we learn what I say. This, I think my mother says it maybe to every kid, but this they tell me anyway. I said, nah, but now I know what is that called, Satori. Now I know what you did to me. Now I know what you did to me. So my mother told me, okay, at least you did it before you knew. So I know you're doing it because you really want to do it, not only because of called Satori. The same thing, a person lives in a yeshiva. The yeshiva runs around the world, stretches himself to have food, to have money. There's yeshivas that don't pay wages, there's yeshivas that don't have money. Here, everyone gets paid, everyone gets food, another dining room. They have these bars, food doesn't stop to come out. Yeah? So maybe a guy doesn't like the schnitzel so much. Maybe a guy thinks that, Moshe, some guys have a time that why in the mirror is fish. Yeah? And they don't know because in Yerushalayim is a minig that Sheni v'chamishi, you don't eat fleshes. And the mirror keeps the minig. The minig Yerushalayim. So, but I'm in America. So stay learning in America. But he came to the Eretz Yisrael. So a guy could be in the mirror. I know a guy who was 10 years in the mirror. Everything is good. He said, but that, I hate that fish. And Yom Chamishi is not supposed to eat. Yeah? Yeah, because Sheni v'chamishi, people fast in Yerushalayim. We don't fast, but we shtoltzu. Now be a big shayla. If Taka the Yeshiva will change, defeat the plan to change the fleshes to the night. So then the shayla is, what will happen Monday after Shkiyah? I'm not going now to the shayla. It's a very big shayla. The yeshiva will gain because then there's no more heter of Sheni v'chamishi. So then maybe Sunday night, I'm not going now to the shayla. What would Allah? But the person is b'chuyah v'kawas ha-toyim. He doesn't know how much effort is put into that. The same thing, for example. You know, we are sitting and learning, as people are not sitting and learning in the country. But, you know, there's different countries around here that want to kill this country. Yeah? They don't do what we do. They're not on the same ashkafa that us. But they die. They fight. We disagree with the way they live. Aber, akoras hatoiv. We don't have to be the policemen. We're not the soldiers. Someone is fighting. Someone is protecting you. When a robber comes, what do you do? Here's no shamrim, yeah? So you call the police. Maybe it'll be shamrim. That'll be different, yeah? There's no chaps and shamrim. All these things don't exist. You could yell this morgan, no one will come, yeah? The only thing is, you call the police. There's traffic. Miron. You can have tainus or not tainus, but Hula Maiz organizes all the buses, the police. They want the police to do it better. Say that. Yeah? But they're not offering let the front people to try to do the buses, yeah? That would be, the oil will never come back here. So it's a concept to me. A person is mechuyev to be makir toiv. Yeah? Someone gives his kids to die on the war of Eretz Yisrael. Is mechuyev a concept to me? Is a chiyuv hakoros hatoiv? So you feel bad? No. And you know how much hakoros hatoiv they owe us? We believe that without learning, the country will not be kind. So they owe us hakoros hatoiv. The one that are saving the country is us. The one that the reason Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, bereishis like Rashi, b'shvil ha-teira shenikra reishis. They have to kiss us. We have to kiss them. They have to kiss us bigger. This is what we have to believe. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, kol ha'olam kulei bishviloi. We have to believe it. So what happens? We are teaching you, I want to give you an example of Ashkofe. We teach the whole time, the world belongs because of us. Because you sit and learn, the world is kaim. Chaim Valojinel, Shar Dalet. A word of learning saves the world. Without learning, we will not have the world. And if you learn like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, everything will be taken care of. So the world is kaim b'shvil ha-toiro. We gather at Israel b'shvil ha-toiro. So the guy says, so the whole world is me. So everyone owes me a kolos ha-toiv. So the person will hear that piece of shmuz. So we don't say thank you. For sure we say thank you. We have a kolos ha-toiv. Chaim Valojiner said, any soldier that is killed in Eretz Yisrael goes straight to Gan Eden. Hazei be'arugelit. He was moisa nefesh to save Yidden. But again, our shkofa is, we want you to stay in Bismedrish. We want you to sit and learn. The fruit people are the smallest army in this country. We need a lot of more soldiers that Hashem will give us the Eretz Yisrael good. We are the soldiers that are keeping Klal Yisrael. They're also doing saving Avada. So we owe a kolos ha-toiv for the people that are protecting us. They owe us a kolos ha-toiv for learning. Our hashkofa is alemol kol ha'olam le'nivro ha'elo b'shvil toiv. So what we are doing is more from what they are doing. This is our hashkofa. But it never takes away from the other hashkofa. Now, so someone will say, so why are we busy the whole time with Torah and not busy the whole time with our kolos ha-toiv to the soldiers, to the policemen, to the government? Because in the end, you know, to learn, I want to tell you one thing. I know most of you will disagree with me, but I'm telling you and myself. To learn, sometimes it's hard. I know for you it's easy, you're young. But when you get older, sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes. 1 o'clock by night, you want to go to sleep. Happens. I know. It's an issue. Not to learn, it's easy. Avada, to fight is hard. To be a sonefesh, it's hard. To be a soldier is hard. But when a person finds learning hard sometimes, he will think in the other side is easier. I was never on the other side, so I can't tell you. We have to mechazik our side, our learning. We have to speak the whole time on lektach and learning. We're getting ready for shmuzing and sitting and learning bas mother. Every time it helps, the guy's coming for first day, second day, and third day already. He doesn't have enough the energy. Yitzroi shel Odom misgaber olov bechol yoyim and tells him not to learn. It's a Yitzroi that doesn't want you to learn. That makes it hard to learn. This is the Yitzroi. So we speak the whole time positive how much you have to do it. But it doesn't mean to take away from the other side. I'll give one more example. Some people took a recording for my name. And they felt that when I spoke about Mesilas Nefesh L'Toira, to learn day and night. And in Mesilas Nefesh L'Toira, we spoke about, like the Yavot, the Chashmonoim, or Mesil Nefesh for Toira. A person has to Mesil Nefesh for Toira. So again, what is the message? The message is, even that it's very hard to learn, you have to do it. Every generation has their Mesilas Nefesh. What generation the Mesilas Nefesh was that they didn't let physically to learn? And our generation, the Mesilas Nefesh that a person has to give is that all the friends go to trips, he stays and learns. He has bad roommates that have, oh, Hashem, our yeshiva, we don't have it. They have different advices not to use them. It's a hard Mesilas Nefesh. And our generation, Hashem is not asking us and expecting us, and we're not a generation that we have to do things. Our Mesilas Nefesh is to sit and learn day and night. In our generation, a person is not allowed to come and say, oh, some people are not learning, I will do something to them. I will use violin, I will hit, I will scream. We are Talmidim from Rav Shteima, and this is Hashkofe. In our generation, the job is to sit and learn on yourself. The Nisoyim by us is an electronic Nisoyim. It's a Nisoyim in the street, a Nisoyim of what will be with me, what will come out of me. That, there you have to be strong. Chas v'sholem for a person to think that he's allowed to, or he has to. We're not allowed to, and we're not asked to, and we will not be appreciated, and we'll be just usul and disgusting if a person goes and hits And does more for a person that is not learning or disturbing him. In our generation, you know who's disturbing you? The Yetzer Hara. He tells you, stop to learn. Fight with him. Push him away. Again, when we speak of Mesirus Nefesh L'Teira, Mesirus Nefesh L'Teira. So we speak out our job. We bring out the koyach of Mesirus Nefesh L'Teira. But about in our generation, we don't mean that we have to do something. And I'll tell you, I saw in my life the guys that taught that the way Mesirus Nefesh L'Teira is physically, I never saw them becoming Talmidei Chacham. The guys that the Mesirus Nefesh L'Teira by them was, they were Moisar Nefesh day and night, they were Moisar Nefesh enjoyments, they were Moisar Nefesh friends, they're today sitting in the Mizrach of the Teira. The ones that use the other things, most of them are not even fluent today. Because it's coming from Sitra Achra. It's not coming from the right place. If a person will know the right thing, this is what I'm saying. The Yesoides Be'etzem and Ashkofe Alemo, especially in our generation, look at yourself. Look at yourself. It's okay. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. Make yourself to grow. Like I'm saying, if you decide to be a Echot, you will become Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Hashem will take care of you. If you do what everyone does, then you're not successful. You want to become sitting and learning day and night, and to have like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that everything will work out for you, be a Echot. Echad is measured by Ben Asdorim, Echad is measured after Nacht Seder, but remember, Elef Nichnosim Lecheder, Ve'echad Yoitzel Le'iroe, and everyone, we could have 1,000 Echad. We could have 1,000 Echad. And Be'ezet Hashem, if a person will take himself, and he will decide, I'm a Echad, Chazoke hoylech lilmoid nase godu. Just decide, I'm a Echot. The Echot never judges what around him. Now it's right to learn, I learn. Now it's right to be masmid, I'm a masmid. Friday, Shabbos. Think. You're standing outside and shmoozing. Rav Shtemer will stand near you. You'll stay here? No. So you know, the Echot will not do that. The Oilam are schmoozing now. The Oilam are standing up 10 to 12. Or the Shaykh 10 to 12. No Shir starts 10 to 12. But the Oilam stand up, yeah? The end is man. It's the end is man, yeah? When that happens, you're not an Echot. I'm scared. A lot of times people come over to me and I send them out to work. Normally I tell the guy to come back tomorrow, I daven, I fast, and Hashem will give me the right decision, and then I answer him. And I tell him, I have to understand, you, what you do, you ask, you're ready. The most, when I'll come to Shemayim, they will ask me, Chatzko? He was bad to be Rabbi Kimeger, when you started to be a broker. Shmel? Paisek Adol. Mortgages, yeah? So I really have to know. So how I know? So I daven to Hashem, what I see. If he's from the Ha'ilam that everyone, how be also Rabbi Shmuel be also beyond? I tell him you have to go to work. If I see his Echot, I tell him to stay. I tell you, this week, I got 10 phone calls. I especially counted. I mean, a week from last Monday, I'm saying. 10 people asked me what to do. And 6 of them I told them to go to work. And 4, I told them to stay. See, they went to work, became Baruch Hashem successful. And the other 4 called me up a year after it. We don't have money. He's struggling. I asked them again. One of them I saw that he's not a Echot. I told him to go out to work. The other 3 called me. I didn't call them back yet. I had a busy weekend. But they left me a message. Every one of them is a Magichir. I got the last message Friday afternoon. The Echol Hashem takes care of him. Every time. So sometimes I'm wrong in the decision. If he's a Echol, or if he's a Rabbi Shmuel, or Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
So I, how much it bothered me that so much Eilu went to Miron, but I was so excited to see that we have so much people that are going to follow Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So I'm sure Be'ezus Hashem, Taker, we'll see a lot of Yechidim, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see Ribui Teira Beklal.